Welcome back to the Gwinnett Chambers Global Chamber Mixer here at the Gas South Convention Center. And joining me now from the Netherlands American Chamber of Commerce, Minori De Silva is joining us. Minori, thank you so much for stopping by. The Netherlands American Chamber, tell us all about your organization.
Thank you for having me here, Mike. So we are a volunteer, self-funded organization, and we cover the southeast of the United States. And our goal is to enhance Dutch-US ties. And so Netherlands, of course, also known as, you know, some people call it Holland, but that's only one part of the Netherlands. And so we have about 70 to 80 members at any given time. And we basically want to support the Dutch business community and also just the Dutch community in this region.
And how do you do that? What are some of the things that you do?
We have events. We have events where you can learn things like lunch and learns. Sometimes we have guest speakers at the Buckhead Club, for example. We had the head of the Sports Atlanta Council not very long ago and talking about things that are going to be relevant to the city. We also have networking events so that people can connect with other people within the Dutch American business community here.
Do you have to be a Netherlands-based company to be a member of the organization?
No, you don't. And actually, you might hear from my accent that I sound not really American. And I'm actually not Dutch either. I'm British, but I lived in the Netherlands. So we welcome people from any nationality if they want to join us. And we are a relatively small chamber, but the upside of that is that it means if you come to events, you really can get to know people very well.
Yeah, and I assume you're having a good time tonight, getting to meet a lot of folks here.
Yes, I have been here many, many times and always appreciate what the vendors do, Nick Rossino, the Gwinnett Chamber, to organize this, and all the, you know, the food stalls that come to make this a very nice event for the attendees.
Minori, what does an event like this say about Gwinnett's international business community?
I think it just hammers home the point of how diverse this area is, Gwinnett is, and that it has remained so. I've been coming here for a couple of years now to this event, and I think just seeing people from other countries and feeling like there is a contribution there that is valuable, I think it's important to remind ourselves of that.
Absolutely. Have you had a chance to enjoy some of the cuisine tonight?
I have. Now, I don't want to play favorites.
You can play favorites. It's okay.
Well, I think some of the samosas were very nice.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I know that some of my colleagues tasted a whole variety of things, including a cake in a can.
Cake in a can.
Cake in a can. And some Korean food as well. And also some Liberian food, which I didn't eat because I don't eat meat, but it looked delicious and I got very good feedback on that.
Before I let you go, I'm going to see if I can stump you here. Tell us something about the Netherlands that a lot of people don't know.
That's tricky. I would say some people might know, but you know, not everybody knows, that the very first stock market crash happened in the Netherlands, and it was the bulbs, the tulip bulb. The price of the bulbs went up and up and up and it crashed. So this is several hundred years ago, but that was really the very first stock market crash.
Oh, wow. Okay. You think of the Netherlands and in the world of sports, they're great in field hockey.
That is
and
true.
And very good in speed skating.
Yes. Yes, yes.
They seem to take all the medals in those sports.
Well, they do nothing but go and skate on frozen rivers half the time.
Have you skated on frozen rivers?
I have never skated on a frozen river. That's for somebody else to do, not me, but I have watched it.
Not very British to do.
It's not. The British are more likely to sit in front of the fire and eat some steamed pudding.
The Netherlands American Chamber. Tell us how people can find out more information about the organization.
You can go to our website, www.naccse.org. NACCE, which stands for the Netherlands American Chamber of Commerce for the Southeastern United States. It's a bit of a mouthful, but we did want to distinguish ourselves as being for the Dutchies and in the Southeast.
Absolutely. Manoah De Silva, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.